السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. This is our 12th and final session on dignity in Islam. What we have been studying so far has been first introduction to the notion of izzah, dignity and honor in Islam, and after talking about the significance of this quality in the Quran, we try to shed some light on the definition of it, and then we try to see how important it is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Aziz. In tens of the verses of the Quran, Allah is described as Aziz, and we try to understand it better. And then we talked about how Allah has given dignity and has honored all His creatures. And then among His creatures, there are some which have more portion of izzah and dignity. They are described as mukram or kareem, and we talked about them. And then we talked about how Allah has honored all children of Adam, all mankind, regardless of their religion, their ethnicity, their color, their locality. And then we try to see how some people have managed to grow that seed of honor that Allah has put it all children of Adam. It is true that Allah has honored all human beings, لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, but there are some human beings who actually develop that and grow that, and they become kareem. So we talked about these people who have honorable character. So we talked about the characteristics of those who have honorable character, and then we talked about the people who lack this honorable character. So today is my final session, and I'm going to mention what we can do in order to improve our self-respect, our self-honoring. And inshallah, this discussion has to be followed up in another time with respect to how we are instructed in Islam to treat each other with honor. That is one important section of the discussion that we leave it for another time. How we have to treat each other with honor in general, and then with respect to some people like parents, like children, like elders, like scholars, like guests, like poor, like strangers who come and need our help. So there are different categories of people that we need to honor them. Inshallah, this should be discussed in another time. So now, as I said, we will talk about some suggestions for improving our record, raising our bar with respect to having honorable personality. Please say salawat. A very important step is to improve our understanding of ourselves. In our hadith, we have great emphasis on ma'rifatun nafs, self-knowledge, knowing yourself. Not just knowing your name and surname and date of birth. No, knowing your reality, knowing what Allah has put in you as talents, as potentials, what can you achieve? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is quoted as saying, "Man arafa nafsah, faqad arafa rabbah." Whoever knows himself, he has known his Lord. This is very famous hadith. Sunni Shia all have narrated this hadith. Proper understanding of yourself would lead to knowing your Lord. It's impossible to know yourself properly and then don't find connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, those who have failed to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have failed also to know themselves and to remember themselves, as Allah says, لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. Do not be like those who forgot God and then God made them forget themselves. So if we know ourselves and if we know that we are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his vicegerent on the earth, as a creature which has the potential of becoming the best of the creation, we can even precede angels if we recognize that, then we would feel so much honored that we would not be pleased with humiliating ourselves, bringing ourselves down by doing ugly things or even doing things which are not useful. There is a poem which is attributed to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Some people say maybe the poet was Ali ibn Abi Talib, but not Imam Ali, another Ali ibn Abi Talib. And some people say it was by Imam Ali. In any case, the idea is nice. أتزعم أنك جرم صغير وفيك انطوى العالم الأكبر. Do you think you are a small physical mass? Do you think just you are, I don't know, 40, 50, 70, 80 kilograms of flesh and bone and blood? Is this human being? وَفِيكَ انْطَوَى الْعَالَمُ الْأَكْبَرُ. While in you, the greater world exists. Mystics say that a human being is عَالَمَ أَكْبَر, is the greater world. And what we see in the nature, what we see in mountains and seas and trees and jungles, that is عَالَمَ أَصْغَر, that is the smaller world. Compared to what exists in human beings, that is small. And what is inside human beings is the greater. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us, and we need to know that. We need to invest on this self-knowledge. Alhamdulillah, there are some literature on self-knowledge that you can study in English, and therefore I go to the next step. The other thing is, we should be trying to establish good relations with other people. In addition to having good understanding of yourself and recognition of your talents and skills and what you can do, it's very important step for any improvement to know how to make and build and then maintain and then strengthen your relation with other people. This is a very important thing, and this is the responsibility of parents and teachers and all the educators also to teach children how to do this. If we find right people, salam alaikum, and make good friendship with them, then this will give us confidence. You don't know how important it is to have reliable friends. A person who has been able to have good friends that he can trust or she can trust would feel empowered. And if you are not able to have good friends, then you feel that the whole world is chaos. I cannot trust anyone. Maybe you have just tried few people, but if all your friends let you down, and if you see that when the time comes that you are in need, you are in, I don't know, need of support, they leave you alone, then you gradually will develop a negative idea about the whole world, about whole human beings. You know, our experiences are very important in deciding how to understand ourselves, how to understand the world, how to understand other people. If someone, for example, has seen few bad, I don't know, builders, few bad taxi drivers, few bad doctors, it's very possible that then he thinks that all of them are like this. If a woman has seen, for example, that his father was not kind to his to her mother, and see, for example, her husband also was not very kind, then automatically think that we cannot trust men at all. All men are like this. If someone had failed to have good friends, then he thinks that you cannot trust any person. You have to only live alone. And then this is very destructive. Then you think that you are living among people that you cannot trust. You feel alone. You feel powerless. You feel hopeless. So everything becomes then negative for you. So it's very important to learn this, how to befriend. We have a beautiful hadith which says, أَعْجَزُ النَّاسِ مَنْ عَجَزَ عَنْ اِكْتِسَابِ الْإِخْوَانِ. The most incompetent person is the one who is not able to find brothers. If you are not able to find brothers and sisters in faith, good friends, this shows you are very incapable. And then the hadith says, and more incompetent than this person is the one who loses the friends that he has already made. So it's very important to establish good relations, find some ulama and become friends with them, some, I don't know, elder members of the community and befriend with them, some I don't know, good and experienced people as advisors, some friends in the school, in university, in the community. So when you establish a network of good relations, reliable relations, then you feel much more empowered even internally. Because the way you understand the world very much shapes the way you understand even yourself. Please remember this point. The way you understand the world is very important in the way you understand yourself and vice versa. So we have to improve our external relations as well. Another thing is to try to be humble. Humbleness is very important. To be humble is different from being weak. Now, this ayah in the Quran is very beautiful. It's at the same time warning and at the same time encouraging. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the believers, من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه. If any of you deviates from his faith, leaves aside his faith, returns to what he used to be before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would replace you with another group of people. As we say in Farsi, Allah has not made the covenant of brotherhood with anyone. It's not that Allah says, okay, you are my brother, you are my cousin, you are my, I don't know, uncle, and then no matter what you do, we will keep this relation. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides how to relate to you based on what you decide. If you are trying to be a good person, Allah would keep you as his friend. If you want to be a bad person, Allah will change, like Bani Israel. How much Allah blessed Bani Israel, how much Allah favored Bani Israel, how many miracles happened to Bani Israel, to the extent that even food was coming for them regularly. But when they changed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also changed. So Allah says, O those who believe, if you become apostate, if you leave your faith, فَسَوْفَ يَعْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ, Allah will bring another people that he loves them and they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In some hadith it is said that Rasulullah referred to Salman and said, this is the people of Salman that Allah is going to bring, that he loves them and they love him. Then Allah says, among the characteristics of these people that they love him and he loves them is that they are أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. It's not that they are the same with everyone. You know, this is not good that you are treating everyone the same in the sense that no matter, you know, what they do, what they are, you treat them the same. No. There are people who are arrogant. There are people who want to make you deviate. With respect to them, you have to be very strong. You know, we have this hadith, التكبر مع المتكبر عبادة. If someone is arrogant, you should also treat them with arrogance. Not that you become arrogant, treat them with arrogance in the sense that you try not to give in. You try not to accept their influence, their pressure. So Allah says, these people are أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Those who know Arabic will understand how beautiful is this expression. أَذِلَّةٍ comes from ذَلِيل. It's plural form ذَلِيل. And here means humble. They are very humble with respect to mu'mineen. But with respect to those who oppose the truth, reject the truth, and fight the truth, they are very strong. In order to make us understand that their humbleness is not because they are weak, he says, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Not lil mu'minin. Ala shows a kind of highness, a kind of high position. They are humble with respect to mu'mineen, but not because they are low. From a high position, they are humble. What does it mean? It means that they are very strong, but they decide to treat people with humbleness. You know, sometimes you are a person who is mean, who is without any value and significance, but sometimes you are a person who has great value, but still acts as a humble person. أَذِلَّةً عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Like Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, although he was Khalifa, he was the first person in the whole Muslim world, but the way he was treating widows, orphans, poor, was very humble. Humbleness with strength. Humbleness with self-respect. This is what we need. أَذِلَّةً عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةً عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. So, it's very important to be humble with other people. If you are humble, then you can still have your self-honor, and people also will open up. Everyone loves humble people. If you are a teacher, you love humble students. If you are a businessman, you love humble businessmen. If you are, I don't know, a boss, you love humble employee. If you are employee, you love humble boss. Everyone loves humble people. But as soon as people sense arrogance, they become alarmed. They distance themselves. Arrogance is very negative. Another thing which relates to humbleness is to recognize our limitations. Every one of us has some strengths and some weak points. Some of our weak points are common, maybe some of them are for me. Maybe you don't have them, but maybe you have other weak points. I don't know. Anyway, we have to understand our limits. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, رحم الله امرأً عرف قدره ولم يتعدى طوره. May Allah's mercy be upon the person who knows his limit and doesn't go beyond his limits. So if I know what is my limit, if I know what is my strength and what is my weakness, what are the things that I can undertake and what are the things that I cannot undertake? What are the things that I can expect from myself and what are the things I don't expect from myself? Then I don't exhaust myself. I don't undertake things that later I fail and then I become despaired. It's very important to undertake things that you can manage to do, and then this will give you some confidence. You know, one of the beauties of the month of Ramadan is that it boosts your willpower. You feel that I am such a strong person that can stand against heat, against thirst, against hunger, against temptations and desires for such long days, and not for one day, not for one week, not for 10 days, for whole month. You feel so much empowered. And this is what people who don't have the experience of fasting, they cannot understand how good you feel when you achieve this great success of fasting and remaining strong. So, this is an example, but this can be more common example if we try to do those things that we realistically accepted as project and have undertaken, and then deliver the job properly, so you build on your confidence one after the other. Then you reach the point that you feel that with the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can change everything. This hadith I mentioned yesterday in the Farsi part, and now I would like to mention it in the English part. Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam says about the companions of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, that they are so strong, so determined, that لو هموا بإزالة الجبال الرواسي لأزالوها. If the companions of Imam Mahdi decide to move mountains, they will do it. There is no limit for their determination. This is what we can reach, but it has to come step by step, as I said. Undertake realistic projects, deliver the job, and gain confidence, and then step by step reach the point that you become very confident and very hopeful that you can do everything with the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I stop here, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our little worships, especially the fasting and praying in these holy months of Ramadan, and to treat us in the way that he treats his close friends and his best servants. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the reappearance of Imam al-Zaman ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and make our Imam al-Zaman happy with us, and to enable us to witness Laylatul Qadr insha'Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.